this is a bit of a sales pitch, I guess, but not for anything I'm selling. There are a couple of products that I've found that I thought I'd just share with you guys to, you know, sort of work in the same sort of area. First one's What I See, and the second one's Mood Bag. What I See is just a simple little behavioural observation program. If anybody's worked in this kind of area, I know Greg has, using programs like Observer, it's been quite expensive, I think, $10,000. I don't know whether you get much change out of it these days. They do have a sympathy, but you buy a level of functionality, I should say, for this. But if you're happy just to be out in the paddock doing observations of animals, and this is in terms of looking at Mr. GPS tracking so that we can monitor appropriate behavioural models, you can pick up an iPhone or an iPod Shuffle and buy this little application for about $20, touchscreen type thing, and basically records the time, and it's an iPhone, the lap long where you're located, along with the behaviour that you set to get the start. Now, as I said before, this, you know, it's not a hugely complex tool, but it's just a very cheap way of getting around the problem that we look to try and solve. So the guy who's developed this technique, ours, was happy for us to provide feedback to him and get any change that we might require as well. Another one which I think is relatively important is a thing called movement. I learned this from the ecologist the other day. As you guys all know, spatial movement data, collecting that for life can be very expensive. This will potentially provide us a tool to enable us to share the data that we might have. And in this case, I'm suggesting you might want to share any old or used data sets that you have lying around in the cupboard. I've certainly stuck up the gray dot nets and a couple of sheep tracking data there. But it does hold potential for enabling us to provide our data to a wider audience or gain data from other people on which we can try any models that we want to evaluate. This is in its beta form. They're still sort of developing it. They're not widely publicising it, but they're more than happy to help you put data up there. I put some up the other day and made the absolute gummy beginner's mistake of swapping my lots of models. Very embarrassing. But they were happy to walk you through it. So they're really helpful guys, and it's worth just having a look at the philosophy. There's also a bit of a forum there that you might want to check out as well. So just a couple of interesting tools that you might want to have a look at to provide your research. Right, Felicity. Felicity's a PhD student.